in 1942.
Okay.
And had a dairy. And then my parents gave Tuck and I this ground for our house, and then mother sold it to my other sister.
I see.
And they've been here about 12 years, I guess. Mm-hmm.
So your parents ran a dairy here
mm-hmm.
in town. Okay. Okay. Was it fairly big dairy?
Oh yeah, they must have had probably milked 25 or 30 cows
mm-hmm.
by hand for a long time, and then they got the machine.
Okay. Okay. I want to ask you some about clothing that maybe your father would have worn when he was out working out at the dairy or out on the farm. What kind of clothing would he have normally worn during the day when he was out working?
Just plain old overalls,
okay.
Bib overalls.
Okay. Would he have ever worn coveralls?
He didn't much, no.
Okay. Okay. What kind of shirt would he have worn?
Oh, just a plaid Levi or okay. something
depending
like that.
On the season.
Yeah.
Would he have ever worn a chambray?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Chambray.
Okay. Would he ever carry anything in his pocket so he could wipe the sweat off his face? Or,
yeah, I suppose he'd carry those old red, what they call them, bandanas.
Yeah,
bandana.
Okay, and bandana is another name, the kind of a common name for it. The fancy one would be called a what?
Handkerchief.
Okay. What in the wintertime when it was real cold? What would he wear? Would he wear something over the overalls?
I'm sure. Yeah.
What kind of?
As far as I can remember, just those old Levi jackets that would, some of them were lined with a kind of a blanket type material.
Mm-hmm. Would he ever wear like a sheepskin?
I don't think he ever had one.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. So most of them would wear jackets. They wouldn't wear anything heavier. They
mm-hmm.
wouldn't wear
Well, heavy. Under long johns.
Oh, okay.
In the winter.
Okay.
I guess he always did, either lightweight or heavyweight.
Okay. Do you ever wear coats, or is a coat the same thing as a jacket?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay. Could I get you to pronounce that?
Jacket?
Or coat?
Coat.
Okay. What kind of shoes would he have worn? Would he have worn cowboy boots, or would he have worn like work boots?
Work boots, uh-huh.
Were they leather?
Yeah.
Okay. So he wasn't really a cowboy, was he?
No.
Okay. Would he have thought of himself more as a farmer? That would have been more of what he
yeah.
thought of himself. Okay. Do you remember him wearing a hat?
Oh, yeah. Always.
What kind?
Oh, Stetson type.
Okay, so it was a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Oh. Did he ever wear caps, or was it always a hat?
I can't ever remember. Did he?
I never saw him. He always had that old hat that he wore.
Okay.
I never saw him with a cap.
No, okay. I don't either.
Okay. Most folks around here, most of the farmers and stuff wear those cowboy hats. They don't wear caps.
Mm-hmm. Not until just in the last few years.
Last few years, since all these free hat caps are coming around,
that's right.
They started wearing those, even the cowboys.
I see. Okay. Do you ever remember if he wore suspenders?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
After, in later years, because he got real thin and his pants wouldn't stay up, so he did.
His Levi's wouldn't stay up, so
he... Or suspenders,
okay.
Yeah.
Do people on here ever call them galluses?
Mm-mm, not that I know of.
Okay. You mentioned he wore bib overalls. Did he ever wear you mentioned he wears Levi's. Were those kind of the basic pants that he
would
wear?
Well, they were just Western pants. Yeah,
okay.
Jeans.
Okay. Is there a difference between pants and trousers? Or trousers fancier things you might wear to more of a dress-up thing? Okay. Okay. Did y'all have a garden?
Oh, yeah, always.
Could you tell me about the gardens, things that were grown in, as many things